Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics. Happy Blue Friday, Of course. Happy Mean Girls Day to those who celebrate when Aaron Samuels asks Katie Heron in the movie what day it is, and it's October 3rd.
Did it sound something like maybe this?
On October 3rd, he asked me what day it was. It's October 3rd.
How come that still, to this day, gets brought up? It's so funny. Such a minute moment in that movie, but it's brought up every year.
And it's on the best day of the year, Steve Miggs, because it's also your birthday!
Let's freaking go! Pew. I thought you were going to say it's also the day that Taylor Swift releases her record. I was going to walk out the room.
I mean, that is very significant, but not as significant as the fact that you were born 51 years ago today.
Oh, thanks for reminding me of that part. Now I am the same age as Ichiro, which makes me even more sad about my life.
Wait, he's number 51 and he's 51?
Yes.
That's kind of crazy.
Because the other day when he was out there in the field with everyone, like 51 years old, Ichiro Suzuki, I'm looking at him like, he looks really good. He's still in great shape. He's massively successful. And I turn 51 tomorrow.
Steve, what? You are all of those things too.
Okay, sure. Thanks.
What are the big plans for the birthday tonight?
Big day today. We're going to just hang out with the kiddo, eat some sushi at Trapper's, go to Menchie's. Basically, I'm celebrating my birthday how my daughter wants to celebrate my birthday, and that's sushi, Menchie's, and then if we can convince Mom, which I'm sure won't be too hard, we cuddle up in bed and Tatum spends the night in bed with us.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Well, happy birthday. Let's get into the Daily Migs download.
Knowledge is power.
So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. Like you mentioned today, it is Mean Girls Day. It's also my birthday. But it's also National Boyfriend Day.
I still remember when Brad was technically my boyfriend, there was a point where I just could not call him my boyfriend anymore because he was, like, old.
Did it feel weird referring to a guy in his 50s that he's your boyfriend?
My boyfriend. Yeah, so then it was, like, my partner.
Oh, that's weird.
Because then people sometimes are like...
Like work partner.
There's so many different types of partners.
Right.
It was very confusing.
Significant other, that's a mouthful.
A great album by Limp Bizkit, though.
Fair enough. Then you can just call him your chocolate starfish.
Oh, God.
If we're going down that road.
Oh, are we?
But what's worse? I think boyfriend or fiance.
Fiance.
I hated having a call. I knew, you can't refer to the girl that you're about to marry or the guy as your boyfriend or girlfriend at that point. They're your fiance, but it always just sounds weird.
I mean, Brad never proposed to me, so he was never my fiance.
Womp, womp, womp. Hey, yesterday we found out finally when the Mariners are playing and who they're going to be playing. First, we found out who they're going to be playing as the Detroit Tigers beat the Cleveland Guardians. What was it, like 6-3? Ending this storybook season for the Cleveland Guardians, who just kind of came out of nowhere, made it into the playoffs, and the Detroit did everything in their power to not make it into the playoffs
because they
fell apart towards the end of the year, but turned it back on yesterday, and they're now moving on to the next round to take on our Seattle Mariners. And tomorrow's game will be at 5:30-ish.
Oh, ish. 5:30-ish.
Because the Yankees beat the Boston Red Sox. And that was a fun game, man.
Dude, I know. Boston just couldn't get it going.
Well, that rookie pitcher for the Yankees, I'm afraid to say his name because I might get in trouble with the FCC. Like, was it Schlitter?
Yeah, you get somewhere.
Something, Cole? Anyways, now it's going to be the Mariners taking on the Detroit Tigers. It should be a fun game.
Well, if you are going to the game at T-Mobile Park tomorrow, there's some new postseason menu items. I actually went through this Pitmaster potato with Brad last night and got real excited about it.
Dude, I saw some
baked potato with like all the fixins.
That looked amazing. I saw the pictures on their Instagram page of all the different foods. I'm like, each one looks delicious.
They also have for $11.99 a postseason value pack, a pretzel, a PNW pretzel with three dips.
Yeah, that's going to go in the trash, but the pretzel looks amazing.
They also have crab claws and caviar served in a souvenir helmet.
That was the one that I loved. It's like two little crab claws sticking out of the helmet.
I could not be any more excited about that. I just wish I was going into the game now to try those things.
But you know what? We might not be going into the game, but we will be right next door to the game because we're going to be watching the game over at the Hall on Exhibition. The Hall on Occidental, which is a great bar. So,
yes.
And they also have great pretzels. So you know what? Maybe we won't be in T-Mobile Park, but we could get a pretzel at the Hall. So that's going to be awesome. Last night, Thursday Night Football, fun game. I was spending a lot of time watching baseball yesterday, but eventually I finally turned on the football game and went into overtime.
Oh, my God.
49ers versus the Rams. I thought for sure the Rams were going to win Matthew Stafford.
That fumble?
Yes.
That was, I couldn't believe it.
I actually felt bad for that guy. Then I realized he's on the Rams, so I stopped feeling bad for him. That was crazy.
So insane.
But then they still had a chance to win it. But end up tying it, going to overtime. And the San Francisco 49ers with Mac Jones are now, what, 4-1?
So insane.
And the Seahawks play this Sunday, taking on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That should be a fun game as well because both teams are going to be wearing their retro vintage jerseys. So it's going to look awesome. Yes. As far as weather, hitting a high of 66 degrees. It's going to be a clear day today. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel. And that's what's up.
The Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, the Seahawks, as we mentioned, playing this Sunday, and we get to celebrate Blue Friday by getting to know Abe Lucas a little bit better.
Oh, a Coug.
Go Cougs, baby. He's going to join us at 6:20.
Go Hawks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And you're seeing exactly what
people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Steve Miggs, we're gearing up for a big sports weekend here in Seattle.
But let's not forget, it's Blue Friday, Tyron Daly.
It sure is. Blue Friday, baby. And this weekend on Sunday, 1:05, we've got kickoff. Seahawks versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
And we're very excited because we have Abe Lucas on the phone, offensive lineman for our Seattle Seahawks. Abe.
How's it going?
Abe Lucas of our Seattle Seahawks, number 72, O-tackle. We've got a big game coming up this Sunday, Seahawks versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And I believe you guys are wearing the royal blue throwbacks this weekend. Is that right?
Best ones.
Yes, we are.
Okay, how would you rate them as far as all of the jerseys? Which would you put at number one, number two, number three?
I like our throwbacks. I think our throwbacks are the best in the league. I guess if I had to rank them, I'd probably put them as number one just because of the nostalgia and history. And then number two, I like the white unis. And then number three would be the navy ones.
You talk about history, and I mean, I know you've been in press conferences, you've said like you're living the dream. And I mean, when you grow up as a kid and you're from Everett, you went to WSU, this is your team, this is your home team. And you always, like, as a kid playing football, I'm sure, like, well, it would be great one day to play for the Seahawks. But it's got to be so surreal for you.
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, can't really put it into words. Sometimes I just have to remind myself, you know, that I'm here and what I'm doing, you know.
So, Abe, correct me if I'm wrong here, but you were number 72 at Archbishop Murphy. You were number 72 at WSU. You were drafted 72nd overall in the draft, and now you're 72 with the Seattle Seahawks. Did that number have major significance before all of this, or was it just coincidence?
I always liked the number 72. Like in high school, I just thought it was a good offensive line number.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I was actually number 78 my freshman year at WSU because, you know, I didn't have jersey rights because I had just gotten there and hadn't played. But then when I was going to start, I ended up swapping numbers with one of our teammates. But I guess now it kind of has a deeper meaning, you know, just with the crazy coincidences that happen with it. So,
and we're chatting with Abe Lucas from the Seahawks. They're playing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers this weekend on Sunday. And Abe, I don't know if you know this, but my friend Taryn Daly over here is also a fine alumni from Washington State University. So I have to ask on her behalf, are you a member of the Mug Club?
Of the what club?
The Mug Club.
At the Coug.
I have never heard of that. I'm sorry. I think it's my first time hearing of that.
Well, this, you know, the Cougar Cottage, the bar there, they do have a mug club. I'm number 2543. I'm sure if we just made a call, they'd put you right in the mug club.
Honorary
no questions
member.
Asked.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. I hadn't heard of that until just now.
Well, you were busy in college, you know, doing important things as opposed to Taryn, who was just going to bars.
Yeah, seriously. Well, that was part of it, but, you know.
So, Abe, I think you're one of seven kids. Is that right?
Yeah.
Do your kids, do your siblings also have major athletic talent like you do?
Yeah, for the most part.
Like, let's say hypothetically back in the day, your family's doing pizza night. Do you get, you know, exclusive rights on ordering what toppings are on that pizza? Like what toppings would you be, you know, pressuring your siblings into getting if you guys ordered a pizza back in the day?
My siblings all love like cheese pizza, which I think is a waste. But
wow.
No, so I was always like more of the meat lovers fan, so I tried to, you know, get all of that stuff going on, which nobody else liked. So, you know, I was kind of alone with my dad in that regard.
And Abe, I got to ask you, since you are from the Pacific Northwest, I don't know if you were also a fan of not just the Seahawks, but also the Mariners. I mean, this is some crazy stuff going on right now with the playoffs happening this weekend as well. Are you able to keep tabs on that a little bit? I know you got important things to worry about, but I mean, as a Seattle guy, that's exciting to have the Mariners making a playoff push.
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, I've been loosely following them for, you know, over the past few years, but yeah, I'm happy for them and what they're doing. I hope they take it all the way.
Absolutely.
You know, as an offensive lineman, you're just constantly getting hit over and over and over. Can you just give me a peek inside the next day when you wake up in the morning? How's your body feeling? Like, what is the recovery like for someone like you that I got to imagine your body's just feeling it?
Yeah, it hurts a lot. I mean, the next day is like probably the most painful, so to speak, of the week, but recovery happens throughout the week. It's not just a one-day thing. But yeah, it's a little bit painful. I don't really sleep too much after games, to be honest.
I bet.
We're chatting with Abe Lucas of our Seattle Seahawks. Abe, out of curiosity, when you're getting ready on game day, what kind of music are you listening to hype you up and get ready to hit the field?
Heavy metal, hardcore, and then like extreme heavy metal.
Oh, well, dude, you're right up our alley. We have a metal shop show on the weekends here at The Rock. I mean, that's our bread and butter.
Mm-hmm.
Abe,
yeah,
what was the first concert you ever went to?
I went to Metallica, Pantera, and Mammoth, I think it was last year.
Yeah.
And that was pretty cool. Yeah, yeah.
Did you get a big smile on your face and seeing that Blue Thunder, the Seahawks drum line, come out while Pantera is playing?
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool for them. You know, I was happy for them that they got to do that. It was awesome.
Abe, which of your teammates has the worst taste in music, would you say?
I don't want to put anybody on blast, but there's a lot of music that people listen to that I don't listen to, you know. But if I put my music on the speakers, they'd probably say that my taste is the worst, so, you know.
Well, I think your taste is the best.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate it.
Awesome, Abe. Thank you so much for taking the time. Go Cougs, go Hawks.
Go Cougs, go Hawks. Thank you, guys.
Take care.
Yep, you too.
And also, of course, go Mariners, Steve Miggs.
Go Hawks.
If you are a Mariners fan, call in now. Our number is 206-803-ROCK, and we have a simple question that we would like to ask our Mariners fans. So call 206-803-ROCK, and we will take those calls after Blue Oyster Cult. Rockaholics, King 5 has done this great preview for the Mariners' postseason push, and it included a moment in the locker room where our boy Julio Rodriguez found out that they had clinched the AL West.
I mean, it's amazing. You know, this is something we haven't done here as a team since 2001. I was born in 2000. You know, it's unbelievable. Yeah. Oh, yeah!
I saw that. I was like, I got to hit pause on YouTube and take a minute because that just made me feel extremely old.
Oh, God. And that leads us to a simple question, Steve. We're going to start with John in Tacoma. John, our simple question, how old were you and what were you doing back in 2001?
Oh, so you're 37 now, 24 years ago, 13.
13.
13 and 01 here in school.
So how fired up are you right now about the Seattle Mariners? Tomorrow's the big day, taking on the Detroit Tigers.
I can't believe it. I hope we start off on a good foot. If
yes.
we can take the first two games, you know, then they have to, that puts more pressure on the Tigers because then they have to consecutively win more games. And that's also happening.
Dude, the vibe at T-Mobile Park, I mean, even those last few games when they clinched it and just the energy of that. I mean, when Cal Raleigh first steps up to the plate, hearing, I'm getting goosebumps hearing them all chant MVP. You know it's going to be a magical time.
Juan in Seattle, our simple question to you, how old were you and what were you doing back in 2001?
Oh, man, I was 13 years old, and in 2001, I distinctly remember my dad getting the Seattle Times, you know, before the days of the apps where he could check the standings. He would open up that newspaper, he would look at those standings and would say, oh, man, they won again, and Ichiro did this and this and this. And go Mariners, and I've got a little fan here that has her own thing to say as well.
All right.
Yes.
How old is your little fan?
She is 4.
She's 4. What's her name?
B. B-E-A.
All right. Well, you're raising the right one. That's awesome.
Fantastic.
I forget about those times where, like, if you miss the game. Dude, it definitely makes me feel a lot older. You know, nowadays, like, how the Mariners do, I check my phone, I get the answer right away. Back in those days, you had to, like, wait till the newspaper came out the next day to see if the Mariners won or not.
Back in my day,
back
Steve.
You kids don't understand how easy you got it.
Chris from Tiger Mountain, how old were you and what were you doing back in 2001?
I'll be the old man of the group. I was 17.
Yeah.
Back in 2001. And I was in high school just, you know, it's nice to see the Mariners finally doing something for the community. And the Hawks are doing good. It's a good time to be a Seahawks. A Seattle fan right now.
And Chris, being 17, I bet you had that feeling. In 2001, I remember when they had such a great run, 116 wins. You're thinking, this is the start of a dynasty, maybe. This is the start of a franchise or a team that's going to just keep winning. And they did have some good seasons after that, but we've been waiting a long time to have a good run.
Yeah, not like that. I mean, that run there was magical. And you're right. Everybody we knew was like, oh, it's our year. You know, we're going to go in and we're going to just take this thing. And it just...
Oh, we've got Gabe and Bonnie Lake on the phone. Gabe, our simple question, how old were you and what were you doing back in 2001?
I was not born in 2001.
Oh, come on.
Our resident baby.
That's awesome.
Gabe, what year were you born?
2012.
Oh, my goodness.
I can't do math. How old are you now?
I'm not doing the math. 206. Let's see. 13?
I think so.
Right?
That sounds right.
206-803-ROCK, our simple question for Jeff in Puyallup. Jeff, how old were you and what were you up to back in 2001?
I was really old. I was 31.
Yes. Okay. I was hoping I'd find someone that was older than me. I was 27. So, yes, let's go, Jeff.
I wasn't married at the time, so it was real easy that year to go just grab a friend, and we went to a lot of games. It was something. It was cool.
Yeah, I was thinking about, like, back in 2001, I was a lot younger and making a lot dumber decisions in my life.
Did you have hair then?
No.
The Daily Migs Show.
Oh, maybe
How would
a little.
You like a shot at beating Steve Migs on his birthday? He has currently 313 wins, 101 losses, and 86 ties so far in 2025. Call 206-803-ROCK if you would like to try and beat the birthday boy at 650.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.